This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening and for following us online on AmericaWeekend.com, where you can catch up with podcasts of this show and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter at America Weekend. Christopher Maloney spent 12 seasons co-starring with Mariska Hargitay on Law & Order SVU as Detective Elliot Stabler and several seasons on Oz as sociopath Chris Keller. He is now in a new movie that's coming out next week called They Came Together. It stars Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd and a whole bunch of people associated with comedy, which he really hasn't been through the years, although he has done some sitcom work. Let's talk about all that. Christopher Maloney, welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and I've enjoyed your work over the year, and I'm glad to see you getting back together again with the people who made Wet Hot American Summer, an underrated movie that was a lot of fun, and this is really a lot of the same people, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like going back to a troupe of actors who decide to put on a show again once every 10 years. You know, it's David Wayne and Michael Showalter, the writer, producer, director of both projects. They came together in Wet Hot American Summer, you know, and they get an idea, they write it, put it down, and they gather back up all the people that they've worked with before. It was a lot of fun for me.
So tell me what the movie's about and what role you play.
You know, it's, to me, I felt as though it was an homage to the best of what Mel Brooks used to do, which is these really sharply observed spoofs. And this one is spoofing the big Hollywood romantic comedies. You know, boy meets girl, boy and girl can't stand each other because, you know, one or the other is stuck up, or she thinks she's all that, or whatever the reasons are, but you realize that their feelings are buried deep, that they deep down really care for each other. And in the midst of all that is, I play Paul Rudd's boss, and I'm the CEO of this giant candy company conglomerate, and I'm trying to crush poor little Amy Poehler's tiny little sweet shop that she's opened up. And, yeah, so that's kind of it in a nutshell. It's a romantic comedy spoof.
When you're working with people like Amy Poehler, who was on Parks and Rec, and Kobe Smulders is in the movie, and she, of course, was on How I Met Your Mother, and Ed Helms was on The Office, and you got a lot of people here who have been on ensemble TV shows like you on SVU. Does that help when you're making a movie?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I think that's just an idea of being a professional, unselfish, or, well, just, I think they both go together, just being a professional, which is, you know, there's no one there to be the quote-unquote star. It's, you know, everyone together. It's a team ball. It's a team sport, and let's get out there and, you know, play with each other, you know, just have a good time. And, you know, that was the vibe of the set. The set was everyone was a professional, but everyone was friends, and you know, everyone was open to new ideas and trying things in a variety of ways. So it was a lot of fun.
I know you did some sitcom work in the 90s before turning to hard drama on Oz and then on SVU. Would you like to be a sitcom actor at this point?
Well, you know, I just did a one-camera comedy for Fox called Surviving Jack, and it didn't get picked up, but, you know, that was a lot of fun. That was, I had a ball with that. You know, as far as four-camera, you know, on-stage sitcoms, I don't think so. I would like to do something along the lines of a Veep, you know, more of an intimate, kind of sharply observed, uncompromising kind of comedy.
Is there a difference in how you act when you have an audience there as opposed to doing those single-camera sitcoms?
Well, you know, the answer, I think, is in a certain way, yes, only because you can't deny the energy of the audience or the beats that are necessary to allow laughs to land and to ride the laughs. So, you know, it's a little bit the difference between theater and film acting.
Those are things you do not have to pause for on Oz or Law & Order SVU.
Yeah, no, you don't have to pause for the laughs on either of those shows.
Yeah. You did 272 episodes of SVU. Did any of those stories ever make you lose sleep?
Yeah, you know, there were times when I'd get a script and I'd be unhappy, and it wasn't because of the writing. I just, you know, just kind of distressed me. You know, because you do one, you know, you do them back to back to back.
Right.
And, you know, especially when it had to do with children and, you know, just anything having to do with children was always the tough one.
I was a fan of all the different Law & Order franchises, from the first one right up through many of the spinoffs, including yours. And I know that Dick Wolf, who was the showrunner on all of these, he didn't really want us to know much about the cops' personal stories on the original Law & Order.
Right.
But we got to see more of that with you and Mariska Hargitay on SVU. And I'm wondering what changed his mind and whether you had any input into that.
No, he always, you know, he was smart enough to realize that, he wanted to have a different angle into the stories. And, you know, so his idea was, we're going to make it, you know, the original Law & Order was 100% procedural.
Yep.
And I think what he wanted was 70% procedural, 30% personal on the SVU show. And you know that I think they accomplished that. Maybe not in the exact percentages, but you know I think he really did want people to connect not just to the stories, the basics of the stories. Wanted people to connect to the stories through the people.
Yeah,
I think they did a good job with it.
I think they did a real good job of it. I mentioned that you were on Oz. You played a psychopath there, Chris Keller. What's the difference in the intensity you have as an actor when you're playing a psychopath as opposed to a kind of semi-mild-mannered detective who has a rough edge to him?
You know, I used to think of them as the same. I actually thought Elliot Stabler was more of a driving force. I always thought of Chris Keller as, you know, Chris Keller was always very comfortable with himself and where he was at, even if he had issues, you know, some certain psychological issues. You know, he thrived in chaos, and he thrived in abusing people, you know, physically or sexually. He enjoyed manipulating people, you know, emotionally or mentally. You know, whereas, you know, Elliot Stabler, I think, found pressure when there wasn't order. I think the idea of injustice was just such a heavy weight he always carried on his shoulders. So, you know, I think the energy that Elliot put off was greater than the Keller character.
You're saying the psychopath was more confident than the cop?
Yeah, I think he was just more comfortable in the world that he was inhabiting. You know, I think Elliot Stabler was constantly, you know, trying to hold back the flood tides of evil and... You know, he wanted things to be better.
Yeah. Well, both of them were very vivid characters, and congratulations on all that work. And we'll look forward to seeing the new movie, They Came Together, with you and Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler and Kobe Smulders and Ed Helms and Kenan Thompson and Michael Ian Black and on and on and on. It's a gigantic cast. It opens up on Friday, June 27th. Christopher Maloney, thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks very much. My pleasure.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.